This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, you shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Want to pick up from where we were yesterday and just continuously go line upon line, precept upon precept, as the Lord manifests his counsels unto us as to how to bring about resolution and concerning the issues at hand in this country, folks, because again, it's overwhelming. You have to ask yourself the question, as it talks about in Jeremiah 30, is our wound incurable? Well, listen, with man, all things are possible, but not with God. All things are possible with God. I believe that we're going to pay the piper in this country. We're not going to get away from that. But I also want to put this into perspective. I believe we're going to get to the other side of this for those that are willing to do something about the issues. The Bible tells us in the book of Ezekiel, tell the righteous that it'll be well with them, though they may be the ones to have to bring the light, and those that bring the light, as you well know, friends, have to endure the flame. So in saying that, we can get to the other side. We have our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, receiving the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls. As long as we have our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, where we find our hope. And what is hope, friends? We know what hope is. It's found in Christ. And for those that are at the end of their rope, tie a knot and hang on, friends, because that's how it seems to work in the spiritual realm. It really does. We're going to get to an audio piece for you in just a couple minutes here to show you how out of hand things are in your government, friends, because again, it's over the top. For some reason or another, the American people are led to believe that the Clintons are above the law, and for some reason again, the American people are led to believe that for some reason or another that the Clintons are impervious when it comes to the law, as if to say there's no consequence to them breaking the law. I'm going to play an audio piece for you in just a couple moments, which will exhibit and exemplify my point to a T, friends, and it will show you that we are corrupt from the top to the bottom. It's a brand new piece. I'll be playing that for you in just a couple minutes. I wanted to highlight some of the things that are going on in your country today, and then what we'll do is we'll get to that audio, hopefully during the first segment here. I wanted to let you know, too, that if you'd like to jump on at any time, the nations are willing to hear what you have to say, all 53 of them that are tuned into the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media. Media.com. These two pages interact one with another. You can also check me out on my Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean double E. And keep in mind, friends, Facebook is suppressing my information, as well as Google on my Sons of Liberty Media account. So go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and see what it is that they don't want you to see. The truth, which exposes their lies. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go to my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean one double E. Bradley Dean 1, and again, go over to Facebook. All those pages interact one with another. And if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You ready for this? No surprise here. FBI director. Is the FBI director, James Comey, connected to the Clinton Foundation? Again, here we are ahead of the game, friends. And it's interesting to note, friends, that with the Clintons, for some reason or another, Comey's got a, I don't want to say a history, but he does have a history of letting off the Clintons scot-free for some reason or another. Now, this is the guy that just last week, again, you know, highlighted the crimes of the Clintons line upon line, precept upon precept. And then he goes on and steps in it as he gives double talk to the American people, as he talks out of both sides of his mouth. And then he says that any, you know, reasonable prosecutor would not seek out an indictment concerning the Clintons. And that should be enough for you right then and there, friends, when he had actually said that, as to whose side he is on and who he is working for. Also wanted to let you know concerning what's going on in your government today. Loretta Lynch ducks 74 questions from Congress. She's stonewalling, friends. Either avoiding appearances or protecting Hillary. Well, if they spent a little time on the old tarmac right before Mr. FBI director himself gets out and attempts to justify the Clintons, because she was just, hey, folks, hey, it wasn't serious enough concerning our national security as to what she did. Gross negligence. No, she was just, you know, careless, you know. And of course, I'm being stupid, because this is how stupid it sounds to the American people. But if you want to check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can see that Loretta Lynch is no different than the Attorney General Eric Holder, just in the female version this time. The mustache is gone. That's all. But again, what is she doing? She's avoiding appearances or protecting Hillary. She ducks 74 questions from Congress. I want to remind you, America, that Congress is your voice. Okay? She, like the criminal in the White House, is giving you the finger, saying you don't deserve the truth, America. That's who these people are. And I want to also reiterate the fact that the government's institution in which we have in this country is A-OK. There's nothing wrong with it. The problem that we have today is you've been conditioned to believe this form of government is American government, when in fact it is not American government. It's foreign to our government, and they themselves will tell you so. And they've been telling you through their actions for a long time in this country, friends, that this is un-American. They are not above the law. But here again, here is the message, America. Hey, we don't have to answer you. We're not accountable to you. We work for special interest groups that pay us to control you. No, that's not how it's going to go down here, folks. That is not the legacy of my present generation, right? Because, America, you can, in Jesus' name, do this the way that our forefathers did it. Okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'm going to play a piece in just a couple moments concerning the Black Lies, L-I-E-S, matters and their lawlessness. Folks, can you imagine the chaos that would ensue if we were to come forth with a White Lives Matter? No, folks, all lives matter. Okay, we're not going to stoop to their level and play their little word game. Okay? I'm sick and tired of the garbage that's being perpetuated on and promulgated throughout this nation and being perpetuated against innocent people, law-abiding citizens. Friends, they are a hate group. And I want to say this to the blacks and the whites. White power is just as dangerous as black power. And I want to say to the blacks, black power is just as dangerous as white power. That's why all power goes back to our Heavenly Father who created us. See, this is why totalitarian governments hate the word God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost. Because once you figure out who the devils are that are being used, the useful idiots, in fact, once you figure out who they are, you're not going to tolerate their garbage, and end game is in sight for them. So how about we bring it to endgame? We're going to come right back. I'm going to play a piece that's going to expose the Clintons for who they are.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored. I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, folks. I'm going to play some audio here for you in just a moment from Mr. Chaffetz, doing an inquiry into the background concerning Hillary's email scandal. Folks, how many scandals do we need to tolerate here? But what I want to do before I get to that, I want you to understand that just yesterday, Hillary's legal team moves to block deposition. Folks, did you hear what I said? Hillary's legal team, sonsoflibertymedia.com, moves to block deposition. The Attorney General stonewalling questions from the American people concerning the crimes of Hillary Clinton. If we are to judge her by her fruit, the fruit is hanging, friends. She is corrupt as corrupt can be. But you already knew that. I want to give you a little background on Mr. Chaffetz here, the chairman who's doing the inquiry. I want to lay this to your candor real quick before I lay this next premise. America, what good are all these inquiries if those that are actually bringing forth these supposed investigations into the Clintons, once again, how come we never see any indictments? How come we never see charges filed against the above said, namely Hillary Clinton once again? And again, keep in mind, they want to give you the message that they are above the law, America, when in fact they are not above the law. Not a one of us is above the law. We're all created equal under God. Read the Declaration of Independence. And keep in mind, these have a greater responsibility and obligation to we the people who are to magnify the law. They work for us. We do not work for them. But again, what do they want to do? They want to evade what? Prosecution. They don't want to be held accountable for their crimes. And interestingly enough, just last week we were talking about a representative out of Texas who actually said, well, if they don't have to obey the laws, then why should we? That's what it's become, friends. Now, Satan, for some reason or another, has become reprobate man's standard. And that will show you what a people will become and what a people will desire without the Spirit of grace in Christ. But I want you to understand that Mr. Chaffetz has a history just like Gowdy and just like Issa. They have all these interrogations. They have all these times set aside for the American people to watch the show ponies play the game. And the American people fall for it. How come nothing ever becomes, or nothing ever comes out of all of their inquiries? Why? Mr. Chaffetz, concerning extortion 17, I know as a fact inside information, so I'm not giving it to you by hearsay. We never do that here. But he is to be a part of the cover-up concerning extortion 17. Now, he's making inquiry into those that are attempting to evade prosecution concerning Hillary Clinton. I want you to listen carefully, friends, because this is where you're at today. This is what you've tolerated up to this point, where now they believe they do not have to answer to we the people anymore.
You provide this committee in a secure format the classified emails.
What I can to a certain extent, I cannot provide. Segment of them because the agency that owns the information for those emails has limited the distribution on those. So they're characterizing them as ORCON.
What ORCON is?
Originator control. So I can't give them to even Congress without getting the agency's permission to provide them. So they have been provided.
Which agency?
I can't say that here in an open hearing, sir.
Are you hearing this, friends?
You can't even tell me which agency won't allow us as members of Congress to see something that Hillary Clinton allowed somebody without a security clearance in a non-protected format to see. That's correct?
Yeah, this is the segment of emails. This is why my letter back to Ranking Member Cummings had to be classified, because people would like to see this segment of emails. And this has been an issue not just with you and your committee, but with several members at this point. And so we have gone back to the agency that is involved several times, and we can certainly do that again and ask permission.
Can you
ask permission, friends?
Because they're so sensitive about signals intelligence, human intelligence, what?
We shouldn't get into the content of these emails in an open hearing.
Are you hearing what he's saying, friends?
But the concern is that it has already been violated, and it was violated by Hillary Clinton, and it was her choice. She set it up, and she created this problem, and she created this mess. We shouldn't have to go through this, but she did that.
This is the segment of emails that I had to have people in my office read in to particular programs to even see these emails. We didn't possess the required clearances.
Wow. Even the Inspector General for ODNI didn't have the requisite security clearances.
Wow. America, ever in a million years did you ever think this would be happening? You know, this reminds me of something Roosevelt said. He said, presidents are not elected, they're selected. What do you think they're attempting to do here, friends? They're trying to keep the ball rolling on the destruction of America. As America, you have been under attack since September 11th. Do you not hear what's going on here? We cannot talk about those emails in an open forum, said he, to Congress. In other words, we cannot talk about this because this information is bought and paid for. We can get in trouble for telling you, the Congress, the American people, what Hillary Clinton really did and what her emails really contained. But we were just told from the FBI director last week, friends, that, hey, listen, you know, any reasonable prosecutor wouldn't seek an indictment concerning Hillary Clinton. Well, the information hasn't even been given to you yet, America. And I'm not going to sit here and play the fool and say, what are they trying to hide? No, I'm not that stupid. And I know that you're not that stupid, America. But they expect you to roll over in the face of their crimes on a daily basis as they attempt to legitimize and justify her presidential campaign, which she has zero. Zero, zero, zero. And this shows you who's behind the scenes. This shows you the plays that are being made, friends. And what are they trying to avoid? They're trying to avoid the truth. I mean, that's like trying to grab a porcupine without getting stabbed by one of his needles. It's just not going to happen. And by the way, William Cullen Bryan was right when he said, truth crusty, the earth will rise again. But friends, it's already risen. You don't have to wait for another 2,000 violations and how many innocent people to get killed before you actually deal with these people that are responsible for their crimes against we the people. These people are committing the act of treason against you, America. And this proves the point to a T. America, let me say this. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it's time to seek the Lord till He come and rain righteousness upon you. But this is not the way that you do it. You don't sit back and say, well, the Lord's on the throne. We'll see what He'll do. No, the Lord is looking down upon you as He is exposing these people over and over and over and over again. And He's waiting for the American church and the American patriot and the American conservative to stand up and deal with the issues at hand. And they're scared to death that you're going to figure that out. They are scared to death that you're going to figure that out. I don't care who they are, America. I don't care what the state-controlled narrative is trying to put fear upon you and oppression upon you. Your enemies within are afraid to death that you're going to figure this out. And here's Mr. Chaffetz, by the way, the one that's making inquiry to those that are stonewalling and evading justice once again. Oh, just saying, oh, okay, well, we'll just go along, we'll just go along. In other words, did you hear what I just said to you? Well, they both work for the same people. If they didn't, how can they get the same results? Zero. No results. America, you can only play stupid for so long. And they've been playing this game for a long time. And they're all bought and paid for the most part. And if that was not true, then why is Hillary Clinton not in jail? Why is Barack Hussein Obama still in the People's White House? Why are the Bushes still in power? Somewhat, friends. Why? And we can keep going back. Because they, America, you are played by ill-designing men. You are played the dupes of ill-designing men. And you continuously play the dupes for ill-designing men over and over and over again. I can't blame anybody else for what's going on here, friends. This is your country. And they want you to believe that it's their country. They want you to believe that they are above the law when they are not above the law. You are obligated by God to overthrow those that overthrow the Constitution, and they are guilty as H-E double hockey sticks.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Well, yesterday we'd actually highlighted Black Lives Matter, and that's exactly what it is. All five members of Black Lives Matter. America, you do understand that Black Lives Matter, you know, that organization that has five members. You know how the state-controlled narrative, they just get them around a circle and they take a picture of them. And they say, well, you furnish the pictures and I'll furnish the war. Well, that's exactly what they're doing. Folks, you're being lied to again. The only credibility that Black Lives Matter has is what the state-controlled narrative attempts to give them. And the only way that you can to justify is if you believe their lies. They have, folks, let's go back to the core. Furthermore, Mr. George Soros, the international criminal himself, for some reason, I guess, criminals just come to America to do business, and the American people that have been liberated through blood, they just tolerate these criminals for some reason. But everybody knows who George Soros is. If you don't know who he is, your parakeet does. If your parakeet doesn't know, your hamster does, your dog, your cat, and everybody else knows who he is. You should know who he is. That's who's funding Black Lives Matters. MoveOn.org, communist organizations, friends. There again, let me just take it back to this. They're inciting domestic insurrection. That's all they're doing. And they're using anybody that's willing to give themselves up to this foolishness. Because they need these idiots to attempt to divide and conquer. But they got to take pictures of somebody. And these are all five members that are lining up saying, hey, you know what? We'll do it. How much are you willing to pay us for a minute? And yesterday I spent some time on the Civil Rights Pledge back in the 60s and how the number one requirement was to meditate on the teachings of Jesus Christ, and then I went down a list of 10 of them. But I want to go back again and just say, I told you so, and I hate saying I told you so, but here's the chief of police in Dallas concerning Black Lives Matters. I want you to listen carefully. He's a black chief as well, and that's important for you to understand so you can understand who it's coming from, so it's so you don't fall for the narrative that it's racism or it's a racist statement. No, it's an issue of justice, friends. It's an issue of justice, and forget it not. Listen to this guy and listen to what he has to say about Black Lives Matter.
To use that in this type of situation.
Again, you'll have to ask the Dallas Police Department about that.
But do you see that kind of remaking any of the guidelines for that type of
dynamic situations in the one that you saw in Dallas are creative, and they have to be dealt with in a creative way.
What was your message to your...
I can't hear you.
What was your message to your officers this morning?
That's between myself and my officers.
There's a vigil coming up this Sunday at San Jacinto Plaza. Does the department have any special plans on...
I'm not revealing that information.
Are you aware of the vigil?
Yes, we are.
Plaza?
What do you have to say to people who will be protesting out there on Sunday, Black Lives Matter people? What do you have to say to them?
Black Lives Matter, as far as I'm concerned, is a radical hate group. And for that purpose alone, I think the leadership of this country needs to look a little bit harder at that particular group. The consequences of what we saw in Dallas is due to their efforts.
Okay, so the police officers in Dallas, is what he was saying, that were killed were due to the efforts of Black Lives Matters. And who's fueling that more than Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama? Folks, I'm just pointing out what nobody's talking about. I'm just playing the conscience, which means knowledge, of the American people. They're right in front of your face. That's who's responsible for it. And isn't it interesting? Everybody's talking about everybody else except the ones that are responsible. They're talking about, hey, folks, it's like the old thing that we talk about. Everybody wants to blame the gun rather than the one that pulled the trigger. Why don't we look at who's pulling the trigger here, friends? Because I'm telling you who they are. You don't throw the gun in jail. You throw the person that pulled the trigger in jail. The one that the one that commits the crime, that's who you lay hold of, friends. And I already told you who they are, and you know who they are. You know, I was just talking about Lady Justice. Justia, or Lady Justice. She's an allegorical personification of the moral force and judicial systems. This is what I want you to see. Her attributes are a blindfold. So in other words, she doesn't know what color these people are. It's an issue of justice, right? And we're not to judge men by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. And we're looking at the likes of a Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal himself, and Hillary Clinton, and the criminal herself, and the likes of George Soros, who is funding these operations against our police America. We all know who they are, right? It's not an issue of color, but that's what they make it out to be, because they want you to be stupid enough to believe what they say. Going back to Lady Justice, her attributes are a blindfold. So justice is blind, friends. And in what she has in her hand is a balance according to the crimes and according in reference to the laws that expose the crime, Romans 3:20. A balance and a sword to execute justice upon those that commit the crime. Everybody's getting in trouble except the ones that are perpetuating the crimes. Everybody's going to jail except the ones that are pulling the trigger. How blind can you be, America? Woo! Wowzy, wowzy, wowzy. Yesterday we were talking about Saul Alinsky, and if you remember rightly, friends, I was actually... I'm opening this up right now, live radio. By the way, if you'd like to call in, now's the time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933 if you'd like to add to, take away, or challenge me, contend. Hey, we're here. We're here, guys. I've given you the quotes by none other than Saul Alinsky when he attributed and accredited his book, Rules for Radicals, to Satan himself. He said, "Lest we forget at least an over-the-shoulder acknowledgement to the very first radical, speaking of Satan, for all our legends mythology and history. And who is to know where mythology leaves off and history begins? I can tell you. Starts in Genesis. Or which is which, he said. The very first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment and did it so effectively that he at least won his own kingdom. Yep, as he lost his kingdom. Let's keep it into context here, all right? You little devil worshippers, all right? I mean, you want to talk about following the losing team. That's exactly what they have done. But we're talking about Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama. These are disciples of Saul Alinsky. Do you know what their rules are, friends? Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. That's how they play, friends. Power is not only what you have, say they, but what the enemy, you're the enemy to them, America. They want you to believe that they're more powerful than they really are. That's why they need foreign countries and foreigners, illegal foreigners, to come in and help them destroy you, America. Oh, hey, tell the truth and shame the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they would be saying. Amen, Brother Dean. Mm-hmm. Well, power is derived from two main sources, they say, money and people. Well, folks, we know who's funding these two criminals, and there's many more around them, but we know who's funding them. We know that America's sworn enemies are funding both of these individuals that I'm speaking of. Money and people. Folks, they don't have the people, but they have the money. And the way they give themselves power through the masses is by causing you and deceiving you into believing through the media that there's a lot more of them than there really is. Because again, friends, they don't have the support. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Have-nots must build power from flesh and blood. These are two things of which there's a plentiful supply. Government and corporations always have a difficult time appealing to people and usually do so almost exclusively with economic arguments. These are their tactics. 12 rules for radicals. This is who these people are. Hey, folks, just think counter to the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt have no other gods is what the Lord said. Thou shalt not, right? No, they say go ahead and do whatever you want to do. Satanic Bible says do what thou wilt. That's the whole of the law. That's the first scripture in the Satanic Bible. That's how they live their lives temporarily until they stand in front of my daddy. Until they bend the knee and confess with their mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And they will. Rest assured, they will, but we can arrange the appointment today. That's what you need to understand, America. Rule number two, never go outside the expertise of your people. Folks, they don't have any expertise. They're criminals. It results in confusion, fear, and retreat. Feeling secure adds to the backbone of anyone. Organizations under attack wonder why radicals don't address the real issues. That is why. They avoid things with which they have no knowledge. Hey, folks, they have no knowledge of the truth. That's why they never, and folks, how many times have I highlighted the fact that the conservatives, the counterfeit Christians, and folks, the above said, never make reference to the Constitution because they don't know it. They hate the law. That's why Satan's called the lawless one. That's who they follow. Do what you want to do. Keep in mind, God said, thou shalt not, because he loves. And whatever God tells us not to do is always for our temporal and our eternal good. Always. God loves us enough to tell us no. They're telling you, oh no, if it feels good, do it. Rule number three, whenever possible, go outside the expertise of the enemy. They don't have any outside of the Word of God, friends. And if you look to history, you'll always understand their method. Rule number three says, look for ways to increase insecurity, anxiety, and uncertainty. This happens all the time, they say. Watch how many organizations under attack are blindsided by seemingly irrelevant arguments that they are then forced to address. I want to tell you how you do this. If you remember right, Herb Brooks back in the 80s was called to gather a team together, a bunch of young men, to defeat Russia at the 1980 Olympics. You know what he said? He was told by his assistant coach, you know, these might not be, you know, the best hockey players. He said, listen, we're looking for the right guys, not for any guy. And you know what his method to winning the Russians and beating the Russians was? To take their game and to shove it right back down their throat. And how do you do that, America? You have the law on your side, and they don't want you to know that, but I just told you, you take their game and shove it right back down their throats. Amen.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives an instant rapport with his generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
At one point in my life, I just stopped going to church. I didn't care that much about religion. Some friends of mine encouraged me to pick up the Bible and then showed me that a lot of what I was taught was not even in the Bible. They showed me a website called thebiblesaysthat.org. The Q&A format was simple, and it helped me find my own answers. This website challenges and dismantles misguided religious doctrines. Check out thebiblesaysthat.org and join the discussion. thebiblesaysthat.org.
One of the things I was just talking about is the fact that what they want to do is get you talking outside of your expertise, right? And the way that they increase insecurity, anxiety, and uncertainty is what they'll do. And instead of it, as I just highlighted Lady Justice, right? She has a blindfold on, and she has a balance in her hand, and she has a sword to execute justice upon crime. What they do is they get your eye off the ball. And they make it a color issue rather than an issue of the law. Now, just to go back to the 60s civil rights movement, I want you to understand that Martin Luther King Jr. was not a civil rights leader. He never named himself that. He was a preacher of the Word of God. That's what he called himself, okay? But also keep in mind, what Martin Luther King Jr. was establishing was the law. Yes, was it an issue of color? He was talking about the injustices. He wanted to right the wrongs. Yes, that was a part of it, but the objective was to use the law against those that were committing the crimes. Okay? So what they do is they get you talking off of topic. It's not an issue of the color of your skin. It's an issue of right and wrong in reference to the law. See, when you go back to the law, you always know what the issue's about. It's about sin. And sin is the violation or the transgression of God's moral law. It really is that simple. So when you hear about people talking about racism, keep in mind the word doesn't even exist, folks. It's not like it was back in the day during the revolution. No, you need to understand that the word was brought about in the present day, and I'm talking about over the last 100 years, by Trotsky, who said that word is used to browbeat dissenters. So what they're doing is they're browbeating you with the word racism if you don't know the difference, friends, because they're trying to trample and roughshod the laws. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to override the laws. See, and for some reason or another, folks, you have a criminal administration feeding into that small group of people in America. If you fall for the lie, then you deserve what you get. But these are the tactics that they use. Rule number 4, Saul Alinsky tactic. This is Barack and Hillary. Make the enemy live up to its own book of rules. Hey, we're saved by the grace of God. We're saved through faith and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Ephesians 2:8, praise God. We ask for more grace to keep His commandments better. Right? Jesus didn't come to abrogate that law. He came and fulfilled that law, and we established the law through faith. Romans 3. Go to the end of the chapter. Rule number 5. Ridicule is man's most potent weapon. Folks, that's all they do is shout and shoot. They call you names. And they want other people to just call you names, because that's all they've got. He said, there is no defense, it's irrational, it's infuriating. It also works as a key pressure point to force the enemy into concessions. Pretty crude, rude, and mean? Yeah, they want to create anger and fear. What are they doing, friends? If they're creating anger and fear, it's because you're tolerating it, and their tactic is working. Rule 6, a good tactic is one your people enjoy. This is how sick they are, these reprobates. There is no defense. It's irrational. He said, a good tactic is one your people enjoy. They'll keep doing it without urging and come back to do more. Folks, this is why you're being inundated with a continual warfare which no country can endure. Either deal with the criminals or your country's going to be ruined. Rule 7, a tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. Don't become old news. Even radical activists get bored. So keep them excited and involved. Organizers are constantly coming up with new tactics. Folks, they may be new to them, but they're old to those that have studied history. Keep the pressure on, they said. Rule 8, never let up. Keep trying new things to keep the opposition off balance, off balance, off balance. As the opposition masters one approach, hit them from the flank with something new. Attack, attack, attack from all sides, never giving the reeling organization a chance to rest, regroup, recover, and re-strategize. See, these people fail to remember, friends, that God is not mocked. And I can tell you from a history of 20 years of ministry, when God said, touch not mine anointed, friends, He really meant it. Just ask those that walk in the Spirit of Christ how the Lord tolerates those that commit crime against His children. It's not a good place for them to put themselves. It really isn't. Rule number 9, the threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. Imagination and ego can dream up many more consequences than any activist. I mean, and folks, furthermore, this is criminal. And this is how they act. And this is what you've tolerated. This is what you have been conditioned to accept, America. Rule number 10, if you push a negative hard enough, it will push through and become a positive. Listen to this. A case in point, I remember when that whore, Madonna, when she was talking about the gay agenda, when they first started pushing it, remember her and Britney Spears had a kiss on TV in front of the whole world to see, and I knew exactly what they were doing right when they did it. They were going to push the homosexual agenda. But she said, if you just keep it out there, people will accept it sooner or later. Really? Not to those that read the Word. Not to those that love the Lord. It's going to backfire. Number 10, if you, again, push a negative hard enough, it will push through and become a positive. Folks, this is sick. Also pay attention to the fact that one of the tactics is violence from the other side can win the public to your side because the public sympathizes with the underdog. This is exactly the tactic that they're using with Hillary Clinton right now. They're trying to make her out to be the victim. She said she will never be the aggressor again. Why would she say something like that? Violence from the other side can win the public to your side because the public sympathizes with the underdogs. Unions used this tactic. Peaceful demonstrations during the heyday of unions in the early to mid-20th century incurred management's wrath, often in form of violence that eventually brought public sympathy to their side. Yeah, but there's a righteousness in that, and there's an unrighteousness in that as well. But again, how do we know the difference? We look to the law. And we look to the lawgiver. Rule 11, the price of a successful attack is a constructive alternative. Folks, I mean, again, folks, this is criminal. But this is the 12 tactics of Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. And this is exactly what we're seeing from this criminal administration. Rule 12, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Cut off the support network and isolate the target from sympathy. See, now this is what's interesting, friends, because, again, I've been in ministry for 20 years. And there's probably not a ministry in America that has been under attack more than my ministry for doing public schools. See, it's always hottest over the drop zone, friends. And I want to tell you something. That's where it gets really hot. But this is the tactics they used with my ministry over and over again. And I want to tell all of you that use this tactic, I thank God that the Lord taught me how to conquer that mountain. Because if it wasn't for you, I would have never pulled the curtain back on you. And when I pulled the curtain back on you, I understood exactly how you were operating and who you were operating for. And you are violating the law, and rest assured that God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And I also want you to understand that it rains on the just and on the unjust. So whatever you sow, you're going to reap it sooner or later. Whatever you throw on someone else, sooner enough, it's going to come right back to you. So you go ahead and pick this target. You go ahead and freeze your target. You go ahead and personalize it. And you, for sure, I'm telling you, you go ahead and polarize it. Because if it wasn't for your ignorance, you wouldn't have fell underfoot of others. Because that's exactly where you're putting yourself sooner or later. Just ask my big brother, the patriarch, David, Abraham, Isaac, Moses. I can go down the list. They pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it, friends. This is what they do. Cut off the support network. And what's interesting is in ministry, you would think people would know better that when you're under attack, exactly how this works. Hey, folks, Jesus said, where I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. If you don't understand the cross, then you don't understand the power of God unto salvation. Because what he does through that cross, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. What did he do? He spoiled principalities and powers. Hold your ground in Christ and don't move.
That's exactly right. And speaking of the opposition that we received in public schools, let's go to the opposite side of that and see the fruit of what happened in the hearts of those students. This is a referral we got from a high school, high school principal, I should say, out in Kansas. He said, with any unknown Lyceum that we scheduled for our students, we were really not sure what to expect from your program. After listening to the band and the message that you presented to our students, I can say this was the best program, one of the best programs that we've had in 7 years that I have been at WCHS. The live band was a treat for our students to hear, see, and feel, and it was an opportunity for our rural students to experience something often not available to them. While this was an exciting part of the program, the real message was from Bradley, Dean, and Stephanie talking with the students. As a parent and a school administrator, I appreciated the straightforward and honest information presented to our student body. They were told the truth and not given any regular rhetoric of advertising and propaganda. Your message through your music and words is sure to give our students a positive direction in their lives. If you want to get behind supporting that and reaching out to these kids, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and become a son or daughter of liberty today.
Folks, also check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Facebook and Twitter are being sued for censorship and discrimination. Talking 23. See ya.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.